The topic for this lesson came to me when Greg was preaching. And he said something in his lesson that made me think about this particular subject. And doing this particular lesson, it also caused me to realize that there are certain words that I can no longer use in my vocabulary. And those words are, I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. Because I realize that everything I do care about, everything matters to me. And it also matters to you. Whatever I do to you matters. Whatever you do to me, it matters. Because no matter how long we live, we're going to think about what somebody has done to us. And if we didn't care, we wouldn't have a thought about it. But we do care. We care when somebody says something mean to us. We care when we say something mean to someone else. It stays there for a long time. So it matters. And this subject is, it matters. Now, most of all, my subject is dealing with it matters to God. And so, the definition of this word matter is some situation or event that is thought about, a subject under consideration, a subject of disagreement or litigation. You know, whatever you do in life, everybody is not going to agree upon it. But what happens if people don't agree with you? How are you going to deal with it? Well, if you say that something doesn't matter to you, I say two things is happening. Either you are a liar or you have grown up and learned how to deal with things that will not go your way. It's as simple as that. But things matters to each and every one of us. Now, I tell people this, and I'm serious as a heart attack. If I had control of everything in this world, you better do what I said. Because if you don't, I will destroy you. I have the power to do that. But I don't have that power. And so I've learned how to deal with people. I've learned how to work with people. And I've learned that I am not going to get my way in everything. And everybody else needs to learn that same thing. You're not going to get your way in everything in this life. So learn how to deal with it. But the problem is we don't know how to deal with it. And we do things that are foolish. For example, in the news yesterday, this young man killed people. Why? He didn't agree with their policies. And so it mattered to him. And his way of getting around it is, I got to kill somebody. That's not what it's all about. But remember, everything matters. What I say today is going to matter to you. Because you're going to either say, I'm wrong or I'm right. One way or the other. It's going to matter. But our subject is this. God. He tells us something, and it matters. And if you don't do what he says, the consequence is not going to be to your liking. For example, if you remember reading in the lesson today, this individual that blasphemed God. Now, God had said somewhere along the line that you shall not blaspheme my name. Well, this individual evidently did not remember that. And so he did it, and what was the consequence? God said, kill him. And we're going to look at passages in this Bible that talks about when God tells you something, what happened when they didn't do it. And so, one thing we must remember about God. In Genesis 1, it says, God created the heavens and the earth. God is all powerful. We need to remember that. And if we forget it, he's going to remind us one day that he is all powerful and he has control over everything. Now, when you start thinking that you're better than God, you better remember one thing. God is going to bring you down. He is going to bring you down because he's God. The scripture that you should remember is this. Let the wicked forsake his ways and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto God, to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Now, of course, the scriptures that we should always remember, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways, neither are your ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not neither, but watereth the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my words be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereunto I sent it. God is supreme. In the New Testament, every scripture inspired of God and also profitable for teaching, for proof of correction, for instruction, which is in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, furnished completely into every good work. And of course, Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things belong unto Jehovah our God, but the things that are revealed belongs unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. God has given us instructions, and he wants us to follow. And so, if you get nothing from this lesson, get this. God says, we do, and everything will be all right. But when you disobey God, you lose. It's as simple as that. Now, first person we want to talk about that didn't pay attention to God is Adam and Eve. We all know the story about Adam and Eve. We find out that God says this to Adam. He says, every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. In that day that thou shalt eat of it, you shall surely die. He told him, anything you want to do, fine, but this tree you do not touch. Now, do you think it really mattered to Adam at that particular time, and then to his wife, that they should pay attention to God? Evidently not, because they did not pay attention. Now, we are told that the serpent comes along, and he talks to the woman, and he asks questions. Well, she goes ahead, and she answers some of these particular questions. And then the serpent says, you know, God is telling a lie. If you do this, you're going to be just as smart as God. Do you think those two individuals considered it mattered to God when he says, do not? Well, evidently, it didn't matter to them that God had said, you cannot do this, because they went ahead and they believed the serpent instead of God. Well, that's kind of up there. That should be Genesis 3 and verse 8. And after they ate of the fruit, their eyes was open. And of course, I'm sure they was afraid, because now they have learned the truth. And it says, and they heard the voice of Jehovah God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of Jehovah God amongst the trees of the garden. And then when God talks to him, he says, I was afraid. Before, he was not afraid. But after he disobeyed God, he realized that he did wrong. That same thing should apply to us today. If we disobey God, we better be afraid, because there will be a consequence. The question is, did it matter to God? Excuse me. Did it matter to God when he gave a commandment that you were supposed to follow it? Well, some people will say, no, it doesn't matter to God. You know, you can do what you want. Well, the end result is, he told the woman, I will greatly multiply thy pain in childbirth. He said to Adam, and because you hearken to your wife and has eaten of the tree, I command thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of the curse, eat of curse in the ground for thy sake, and toil thou shalt eat of it all the days of thy life. And also, which they, in verse 19, and in the sweat of thy face thou shalt eat bread till thou return to the ground, for out of it was thou taken, from dust thou art, and the dust thou shalt return. You will die. You will die. God was serious. He kicked them out of the garden, which they had it made. They had it made. But no. They listened to someone else. They formulated their own opinion. And they probably said, it doesn't matter to God. It doesn't matter what we believe that God says we ought to believe. Well, guess what? They got in trouble. Now, here's a person that it did matter to him what God said, because he did what God said. And there's a few people in the Bible, excuse me, that did obey God. Here's an individual. His name is Enoch. God said things in his presence that Enoch believed. It mattered to Enoch that the God of heaven gave commandments that he was going to follow. And the scriptures tell us here, and Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God. And he was not, for God took him away. God saw this person that obeyed him, and he took him to heaven. He did not see death. See, this is what happens when you obey God. God finds you faithful, and he's going to reward you. Now, there's another guy, and this is real simple. His name was Noah. In the beginning, when all the earth was wicked and all of this, God saw that Noah was a guy that did what he told him. And we know what the story says about Noah, and Noah obeyed God. And him and his family were saved. So we see, if you obey God, you will be saved. Now, the next section is an individual did not think that it mattered to God. And his name was Achan. And if you know the story that they were supposed to go and destroy this town of Ai. And God tells them here, basically, all the gold, the silver, everything belongs to me. You don't touch none of that stuff. It is mine. Well, needless to say, he didn't believe that. He didn't believe that all of this belong to God. And so, but the children of Israel committed a trespass in the devoted things. For Achan, the son of all of that, he took some stuff he wasn't supposed to. Okay, so they go into battle. And they lose. And they're all distraught because they lost the battle. And needless to say, in Joshua 7, Israel has sinned. Yea, they have even trespassed my covenant, which I commanded them. Yea, they have even taken the devoted thing and have also stolen and disassembled also, and they have even put it among their own stuff. When Achan did what he did, he violated God's rules. Israel lost the battles. They came to him to find out what happened. Well, needless to say, they found out what had happened. And as we discussed this morning, that when they found out who had did it, they were stoned, and his family and everybody else lost. And he brought near his household a man by man, and Achan the son of. And Joshua said to Achan, my son, give, I pray thee, the glory to Jehovah, the God of Israel, and make confession unto him, and tell me now what thou hast done. Hide it not from me. And Achan answered Joshua and said, of a truth I have sinned against Jehovah, the God of Israel, and thus have I done. When I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonian mantle, 200 shekels, on and on and on. And then, verse 23, and they took them from the midst of the tent and brought them into Joshua and into all the children of Israel, and they laid them down before Jehovah. And Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan the son of Zerah, and the silver and the mantle and the wedge of gold, and his sons and his daughters and his oxen and his asses and his sheep and his tent and all that he had, and they brought them unto the valley of Achor. And they were stoned. They were killed. God gave an order. God intends for that order to be carried out. And when you don't do what God says, you shall pay the consequences. Remember that. That's why God has sent his son, so we should not, so we should not perish. He's given us a way out. He's given us everything we need to know to do what's right. But yet and still, we do what's wrong. We know about this one. After the children of God was multiplying, the people became wicked. And Genesis 6:5 says, and God has given rules and regulations, and people understood all of these, but yet and still they didn't pay attention. And so it says, and Jehovah saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented Jehovah that he has made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And Jehovah says, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the ground, both man and beast and creeping things and birds of heaven, for it repenteth me that I have made them. God saw the wickedness of man, and that wickedness have not changed. This world is just as wicked as it was back then. Man is thinking of evil continually. And if God destroyed the world, then guess what's going to happen sometime in the future? The world will be destroyed. But he's given us an out. Are we willing to take it? Well, some people will, and some people won't. And God saw a man named Noah that we talked about earlier. And this particular man was told to build an ark. Because God says, I am going to destroy the world. And so, the ark is finished. And at that time, Noah was 600 years old. And when you read through that, it says, on the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened, and the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both birds and cattle and beasts, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every man. All in whose nostrils was the breath of life, the breath of the spirit of life, of all that was on dry land died. And every living thing was destroyed that was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle and creeping things and birds of the heavens, and they were destroyed from the earth, and Noah only was left, and they that were with him. With him in the ark. Was God playing? No. He told them what to do. Did they do it? No. So what did he do? He destroyed them. He tells us today to repent. To repent and follow him. Do we listen? No. And so what do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen to you if there's sin in your life and you don't repent of it? God is a loving God. He's given us examples. He says, don't. But you know, we do. Just like in our Bible class there, it's people all over says, all religions are the same. No, it isn't. But see, they say, it doesn't matter what you believe. Yes, it does. But every one of us is going to face God one of these days. And then we're going to find out just what mattered. Just what mattered. And you know, if we follow the New Testament, if we follow what God says, we will have nothing to be afraid of. But you violate God's word, you're going to be in serious trouble. Now, this next section is real simple. We know about it too. The children of Israel, they hollered to God. He came to their rescue. He takes them out of Egypt. He takes them through the Red Sea on dry land. And he says, I will give unto you the land which I have promised. All you got to do is be faithful to me and listen to what I said. Did they do it? No. We know the story of they were told to go into Canaan and spy out the land so they could take it. We know that story. They went over there, they saw what was happening, and they came back and said, well, yeah, it is luscious, it has all of this, but we can't do it. There's people there that's bigger than us, stronger than us. What did God do for them while they was in Egypt to let them go? Didn't they understand and see how powerful God was? But, you know, they had a different way of looking at what matters. And they're looking at what matters says, God is not all that powerful. Well, in this particular verse, it says, they returned from spying out the land, at the end of 40 days. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron, to all the congregation, the children of Israel, unto the wilderness, and brought back word unto them and to all the congregation that showed them the fruit of the land. Now, verse 30, and Caleb, still the people from Moses said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are able to overcome it. But the men that went out with him, we are not able to go up again. Now, 12 folks went out there. Two of them came back and said, yes, we can. And the whole multitude of Israel believed 10 people. 10 people. They says, we can't do this. Well, the people say, oh, why you bring us out here to die? Because they didn't think God was powerful enough and what he said that really mattered. They wanted to go back to Egypt. And now we see, but all the congregation did stone with them with stone. And the glory of Jehovah appeared in the tent of meeting and to all the children of Israel. And Jehovah said to Moses, how long will this people despise me? And how long will they not believe in me? For all the signs which I have wrought amongst them, I will smite them with the pestilence and disinherit them, and will make thee a nation greater and mightier than they. Jehovah was a little upset. But he still had a plan. He still had a plan. And so now we see here, and Jehovah said, I have pardoned according to thy word, but in very deed, as I live, and as all the earth shall be filled with the glory of Jehovah, because of all these men that have seen my glory and my signs which I wrought in Egypt and in the wilderness, yet have tempted me these 10 times and have not hearkened to my voice. Surely they shall not see the land which I swear until their fathers, neither shall any of them that despises me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he has another spirit with him and has followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereunto he went, and his seed shall possess it. You know, these people said, why did you bring me out here to die? Well, guess what? They died because they did not listen to God. All right, so now, verse 27, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation that murmured against me? I have heard the murmuring of the children of Israel, which they murmured against me. Say unto them, as I live, said Jehovah, surely as ye have spoken in my ear, so will I do to you. Your dead bodies shall fall in this wilderness, and in all that were numbered of you, according to your whole number, from 20 years old and upward, that murmured against me. Everybody that was 20 years old died. They died because they did not listen to Jehovah God. Now, God is telling us what to do. He's telling us how to do it. Are we going to listen? Are we going to be one of these individuals that disobey God and die? I hope not. I hope not that we will pay attention to what God says. And you know, as I was thinking of this lesson, there is a bunch of examples that show God just does not play. And I only chose a few of them to show us that it matters to God when he say no. He means no. 30 through 34 basically tells you that they wanted to for 40 days, and the reason, because they were there for 40 days spying. Those are the ends of the scripture that I have. Let us not make the same mistake. God has given us a book. And you know what's so nice about God? He gives us a book. And the dumbest person in the world, all it has to do is open it up and read it to know what God says. And we can be on the same page. But when you start saying, no, I don't believe this, no, I don't believe this, it matters to God. It matters to God. And since it matters to God, He's the one that has the authority. And when we face God on that day of judgment, and we have not done what He says we need to do, what is your answer going to be? Well, you know, my best friend, he told me that it didn't matter what church you go to. But you know, like I said earlier, everything matters. It just depends on how you take it in. For example, you know, I'm kind of hot up here. I don't know about y'all. Maybe the heat is coming to me now. I don't know. But I'm warm. But it didn't matter to me that it was cold. It was chilly. But you know, we are supposed to be serving God. And that matters. Serving Him correctly. And if we serve Him correctly, we will be blessed. But if the coal matters, if the lack of money, if all of these matters to you more than serving God, you're not going to be blessed. So, as you study your Bibles, when God says it, do it. There's one other example that I do have from the Bible, and I was going to use it, and if you notice, God said, the murmuring, all the people's murmuring. And the one that I thought was really interesting, because I don't like this. Everybody know I don't like snakes. And you know, the people was murmuring, and they went through the valley of the, I think it was called the fiery serpents or whatever. And all those people that was complaining against God got bit by those snakes. And the majority of them died. But God had compassion. He built that bronze serpent. And He said, everyone that looks upon it shall be saved. Now, can you imagine how long it took to build that brass serpent? I'd say it took maybe 3 weeks, 4 weeks, who knows? But some people survived the bite of these serpents to live. But other folks just, they died right off the bat because their hearts was not right. And I believe with everything I got, the hearts that was right, they learned a lesson from that. Hopefully they didn't murmur anymore. But I want you to remember, it matters to God what He says. I hope this lesson has been a blessing to you. If it hasn't been a blessing to you, it's a warning to you. Do what He says. If you have any need of this congregation, please make it known as we stand and sing.
Have you a heart that's weary, standing alone up here? Are you a soul that seeks rest from the burden? Do you know, my Jesus? Do you know, my friend? Have you heard He loves you, and that He will abide till the end? Who knows your name? Your heartache, tears from your eyes.
Do you know, my Jesus? Do you know, my friend? Have you heard? He loves you, and that He will abide till the end.
Are there any other announcements that need to be made at this time?
Rachel's going to leave us a day early. We're going to take her to the airport after the service today. She'll have a safe journey.
Good to pray for her and her travels and going back to Alabama. Anything else? If not, we'll be led in a closing prayer.
Let us bow. Our most gracious and eternal Father, who art in heaven, we approach your throne of grace at this close of another service. We're so thankful for this another day that you have allowed us to live. We pray that as we are about to separate and go our different ways for a time, we pray that we might be shining lights in a world and be an example to those around us in all the things that we say and that we do. We pray, Father, that you would be with us and that our faith would continue to grow and to stand firm in your word. We pray that you would be with those who are ailing of the congregation, those that don't readily come to mind at this time. That we pray that your hand would be upon them, that they would be able to get back to a good portion of health and return and to worship with us at the next appointed time, if that be your will. We pray for those who will be traveling. We pray for Rachel that she will have a safe journey back home. We pray, Father, that you would be with each and every one of us. Help us to continue to stand firm in your word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.